This week, a California sheriff's deputy is arrested for an on-duty rape. A Tennessee police officer is arrested for attacking her husband with a hammer. A North Carolina police officer is arrested for the sexual abuse of a 14-year-old boy. A Florida police officer is arrested for the attempted murder of his girlfriend. And a Kansas police officer is arrested for having sex with a person in custody. We will have all of this news and a lot more starting in just a few seconds. This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of May 4th, 2006. I'm Ron Anisich with your weekly wrap-up of North American police brutality, misconduct, and corruption. Here is a look at what the police did to us this week. A Riverside County, California sheriff's deputy was arrested last Wednesday for on-duty sexual misconduct in November of 2004. The North County Times says that Deputy John Leesburg was placed on administrative leave on March 28th while an investigation was conducted. He is now charged with 2 counts of sexual battery, 2 counts of assault under color of authority, and 1 count of rape by use of a foreign object. Leesburg will appear in court next on May 23rd. He is currently free on $50,000 bail. A King County, Washington sheriff's deputy was arrested on Saturday for domestic violence. KIRO reports that the name of the deputy has not been released. He was arrested after police responded to a hospital on a domestic violence call. The deputy is accused of a vicious beating and rape of his wife. At one point, his wife is reported to have attempted an escape through a second-story window, after which she was dragged back inside the home and raped. The deputy remains in custody. A police officer in Butte, Montana, is under investigation this week over a bar fight he was involved in last month. The Montana Standard says that Officer Jared Burns is accused of punching a man during a fight in a bar and is facing an internal charge of conduct unbecoming an officer. He will be working in an office until the matter is resolved. Last week, another Butte police officer, Sergeant Ed Hurd, was arrested for drunk driving. He has been suspended with pay until the criminal case against him is behind him. Both Hurd and Burns have a history of disciplinary problems. A Beloit, Kansas police officer was arrested last Wednesday for having sex with an inmate. The Salina Journal says that Officer Scott Emerson is accused of having sex with a female inmate on February 14th and February 25th. Emerson is free on bond. His current duty status is unknown. A Story County, Iowa sheriff's deputy who was accused of beating his wife last year resigned from his job this week. The Des Moines Register says that Deputy Scott Madison was determined to have beaten his wife at an internal hearing. Local prosecutors declined to charge the deputy with a crime because they felt that a jury was more likely to believe a police officer than a victim of domestic violence. The department suspended Madison for 60 days for assaulting his wife. Madison resigned from his job, claiming that he did not beat his wife. Madison was reprimanded in 1998 after he was involved in a fight at an area hotel. 2 Minneapolis, Minnesota police officers were arrested last Tuesday in connection with a drunk driving incident. An Associated Press report says that one of the officers is charged with drunk driving and the other, her boyfriend, is charged with obstruction of justice. Police responded after the female officer drove her car into 2 parked vehicles. Her blood alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit at the time of her arrest. The other officer was shocked twice with a taser and then arrested after he repeatedly refused to obey the orders of the arresting officers. A Milwaukee, Wisconsin police officer was charged this week with attacking his girlfriend. WISN reports that Officer Leonard Simpson is accused of breaking into his ex-girlfriend's home, accusing her of seeing another man, and then beating her. Simpson has been suspended from his job and is no longer in custody. A police officer in Freedom, Wisconsin was arrested last week for stalking his ex-girlfriend. The Appleton Post-Crescent says that Officer Christopher Nekadom is charged with stalking the woman after their breakup last month. He's accused of following her, threatening her, and coming to her home uninvited. He was also accused of leaving threatening messages on the woman's voicemail and then breaking into her home while she slept to erase the messages. Nekodom is free on a $500 bond and has been suspended from his job with pay. He will appear in court next on May 19th. Police in Woodstock, Ontario, announced last Thursday that one of their officers was arrested on sex charges 4 months ago. The London Free Press says the constable, Donald Halleck, is charged with 2 counts of sexual exploitation of an alleged 17-year-old victim. An Ontario Provincial Police investigation of the case began last October. At that time, Halleck was kept on paid duty, where he remains to this day. The chief of police in Woodstock defended both the decision to delay the release of the information to the media and the fact that Halleck remains on the job. A police officer in Bristol, Vermont, was charged with fraud last week. An Associated Press report says that Officer Sean Dillon is accused of lying about his employment in order to get a home mortgage. He claimed to a bank that he worked as a state trooper, even though he had recently been turned down for the job. Dillon was fired from his job after he was charged.
You know, this situation clearly could be any police officer in any agency.
We can't wait for these charges to see the light of day. He lives the life of a raging alcoholic. He is on medications which cause him to bruise, and he was engaged in at least 2 fights.
The DA's office has reviewed the tape, and they have come to the conclusion that Officer Gerassi's behavior constitutes charges. So, of course, she's going to say that. She's his attorney. At this point, she's doing damage control.
They have unnecessarily accused someone who did nothing wrong.
An Albany, New York police officer was arrested last Friday and charged with assault and filing a false police report. Capital News 9 says that Officer Mike Garacci was videotaped assaulting a 73-year-old man. The video shows the officer dragging the man from his vehicle by his ankles and smashing the man's head on the pavement. Garacci faces a possible 4-year prison sentence if he is convicted. He is the son of Schenectady, New York Police Chief Michael Garacci. The 10-year-old son of a New York City police officer died on Tuesday after shooting himself with his father's service firearm. New York Newsday reports that the child was taken off of life support on Tuesday, 2 days after the shooting. The boy reportedly shot himself while he was playing. Officer Joseph Dunn, the boy's father, will not face criminal charges, but is under investigation by the NYPD for failing to properly secure his weapon in accordance with regulations.
I feel very, very, very bad. I went for justice.
You want justice?
Yeah, I want justice.
What is justice for you?
Jail for life.
Life in jail.
Yeah, life in jail.
He was threatened. He was his drives came at him with a punch, and he was able to move and punch first.
A Weehawken, New Jersey police officer was convicted on Monday on charges connected with the fatal beating of a 17-year-old. The Jersey Journal reports that Officer Alejandro Jaramillo is convicted on charges of aggravated assault and official misconduct. The boy died 8 days after a confrontation with the officer in June 2003. The jury failed to find Jaramillo guilty on charges of attempted murder, aggravated manslaughter, and reckless manslaughter in the same case. Jaramillo will be held in custody until he is sentenced. He faces up to 30 years in prison. A Philadelphia, Pennsylvania police officer was sentenced to 5.5 to 12 years in prison on Friday for the 2004 shooting of his ex-wife's new boyfriend. The Williamsport Sun-Gazette says that Officer David Howard was convicted of the charges in December. The man who he shot survived but required 6 surgeries to recover from his injuries. Howard will also have to serve 3 years of probation and pay close to $70,000 in fines. In handing down his sentence, the judge referred to Howard's problems with anger management and his relationships with women. Howard spoke only once at the sentencing to again blame his ex-wife for the entire situation. Howard plans to appeal the sentence. A Baltimore, Maryland police officer was charged last Wednesday for extorting bribes. An Associated Press report says that Officer Walter Jackson Hill is charged with 2 counts of bribery, 2 counts of extortion by a government employee, and 2 counts of misconduct in office. He is accused of receiving payments of $400 and $750 from a woman whose boyfriend he had previously arrested. In exchange, he promised to help her boyfriend. Another Caroline County, Virginia sheriff's deputy was arrested last Wednesday for inappropriate sexual activity with a minor. The Fredericksburg Freelance Star says that Deputy Michael Sheward is accused of inappropriate sexual activity with a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old a few days before his arrest. Sheward was fired from his job after his arrest. He is currently free on a $48,000 bond. Sheward is charged with 2 counts of taking indecent liberties with a child, 2 counts of child endangerment, and 2 counts of abduction. Caroline County Deputy Matthew Brubaker was arrested a week earlier and charged with 7 counts of taking indecent liberties with a child. Brubaker resigned after his arrest. A sheriff's deputy in Richmond, Virginia, was charged last Friday with assaulting an inmate who he was transporting to a court appearance a few days earlier. The Richmond Times-Dispatch says that Deputy Mark Green is accused of dragging a man into a police van when he refused to be taken to Richmond for a court appearance. The assault took place at the Henrico County Jail in front of 4 deputies who are under investigation for their inaction during the assault. A Kingsport, Tennessee police officer was arrested last Monday after she was accused of attacking her husband with a hammer. WSMV reports that Officer Terry Christian is accused of arguing with her husband earlier in the day. She allegedly attacked her husband when he returned home to retrieve some of his belongings. Christian is charged with aggravated domestic assault. Her husband is also a police officer. She has been placed on administrative leave while an investigation is conducted to determine any possible internal discipline. A criminal investigation will be conducted by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. A Washington County, Tennessee sheriff's deputy is facing multiple charges in connection with a drunk driving incident last week. The Kingsport Times-News says that Deputy Heather Carrick was arrested and charged with driving under the influence of alcohol, violation of the open container law, possession of a weapon by an intoxicated person, and speeding. She has been suspended without pay pending resolution of the charges. Carrick is currently free on bond. A former sheriff's deputy in Wake County, North Carolina, was charged this week with sexually assaulting a 14-year-old boy. WRAL reports that Deputy Stephen Diver is charged with statutory sex offense and soliciting a child. Diver became acquainted with the child during conversations held on a popular website. The sexual assault took place last year. Diver was still on the job at the time of the attack. A Bibb County, Georgia sheriff's deputy was arrested on Saturday for drunk driving. The Macon Telegraph says that Deputy William Battle is charged with driving under the influence of alcohol and has been placed on paid leave from his job. A Daytona Beach, Florida police officer was accused of groping a 16-year-old girl last week. WFTV reports that Officer Joseph Churko is accused of grabbing the breasts of a 16-year-old neighbor as she was leaning into his squad car to speak with him. She also says that he has made sexually suggestive remarks to her in the past. Churko has been accused of improperly touching women's breasts on 2 occasions in the past, in 2003 and 2005. Churko is charged with battery and is on administrative leave from his job. A Fort Pierce, Florida police officer was arrested last Tuesday after he attacked his pregnant girlfriend. The Vero Beach Press Journal says that Officer David Clark is accused of strangling his girlfriend and slamming her head against the floor. He allegedly told her that if she called police that they would not take him alive. They did take him alive a short time later at a business he owns nearby. Clark has been charged with attempted murder. Police removed all of the firearms and ammunition from Clark's home. He has been suspended from his job with pay. A Monroe County, Florida sheriff's deputy was arrested on Monday after being accused of pepper spraying inmates and then lying to cover it up. The Key West Citizen says the deputy, Frederico Perdomo, is charged with 2 counts of battery and 2 counts of falsifying an official document. He's accused of pepper spraying 2 men and then making them wait for between 30 and 60 minutes for water to clean it off. 2 other deputies are being investigated in connection with the same incident. Perdomo is currently free on bond. A police officer in Jackson, Mississippi, was arrested last Friday after an argument with his wife. The Jackson Clarion Ledger says that Officer William Bright is facing domestic violence charges. Bright is no longer in custody and will perform administrative duties until his case is resolved. He will no longer be able to work as a police officer if he is convicted. A Fort Bliss, Texas police officer was arrested last Tuesday when he went to a fast food restaurant to meet with a teenage girl for a sexual encounter. The El Paso Times says that Officer James DeLamotte arranged the meeting over the internet with a person that was actually an El Paso police officer posing as a child. He faces 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine if he is convicted. DeLamotte remains in custody on a $5,000 bond.
I could hear them, I couldn't speak, and I couldn't always see them. I remember being like shouted at through the car window, and I remember my hands on the steering wheel. They finally reached into my shirt, pulled the necklace out, and I was like, silence.
But, you know, in some cases such as this, the officers have to make a split-second decision, and they don't know what the situation is, and certainly they don't want this car to turn into, an unguided missile or something that can get out of control easily. So I think they didn't have a choice.
I'm angry. I'm upset because there should be some procedures, some protocol to handling situations like that.
A man died on Monday after he was shocked with a taser by police in Waco, Texas. Police in Reading, Pennsylvania, used a taser on a man in diabetic shock last Friday. The man was almost completely unconscious when police used the taser. The officers believed that the man was refusing to comply with their orders. The Escambia County, Florida Sheriff's Office settled a lawsuit last week filed by a man who was shocked with a taser. The man was shocked 4 times with a taser by Deputy Charles Dix as he was comforting his wife after a traffic accident in 2003. The lawsuit has been settled for $150,000. Last year, another lawsuit involving Dix was settled for $250,000. In that case, he was accused of shocking a woman with a taser in the parking lot of a department store in December 2004. Dix resigned from his job in August 2005. A St. Petersburg, Florida police officer was shocked with a taser by another officer last Wednesday as he was participating in a mock arrest exercise. An officer was pretending to be an aggressive suspect during a mock arrest when he was shocked with a taser by another officer who was unaware that the exercise was taking place.
It could have been different. It didn't have to be to the face. It could have been in the arm or the leg or something like that. It didn't have to be so cold-blooded like it was.
Fortunately, during the course of the struggle with Benjamin Uwamaroji, the officer discharged his service weapon, striking Uwamaroji, resulting in his death.
Right now, we are focused on finding out all the facts and circumstances and making an independent determination as to whether or not the use of force in this case was justified.
How do you shoot an unarmed man? How do you shoot him on his face? I mean, we all are walking around here like zombies because it's like we are in some kind of nightmare situation.
Other than the killings already reported on this program, police also killed people this week in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, Seymour, Indiana, Cleveland, Ohio, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Sanford, Florida, and Alexandria, Louisiana. Bad Cop No Donut is produced at CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto and can be heard on campus, community, pirate, and internet radio stations throughout the United States, Canada, and elsewhere. This show is available freely for nonprofit use. You can download the show, sign up for our email newsletter, support the show, read news, and find out more about this program at the show's website, www.badcopnodonut.fm. We value your input. Please send your comments or story ideas to ron@ckln.fm. Thanks to everyone who sent in articles for this week's program. I'm Ron Anisich. Thanks for listening.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound of the beast.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound of the police.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound of the beast.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound of the police.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound of the beast.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound of the police.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound. That's the sound of the beast.